The number of tourists visiting Cambodia's genocide sites has more than tripled over the last 10 years. They are visiting memorials for the nearly 2 million people killed under Pol Pot and his Khmer Rouge. But the sharp increase in tourism is creating problems. Visitors are disturbing some sites and making preserving the memories difficult. Chung Ek is the best known of the genocide sites. It is also known as the Killing Fields. The site is located 17 kilometers south of Cambodia's capital city, Phnom Penh.
Each day, tourists arrive by tuk-tuk, or a three-wheeled taxi, motorbike, and air-conditioned buses. Chur Sok-ti is director at Chung Ek. He said that in the 11 years he has been working there, the number of visitors has increased from 100 to 800 a day. He believes media promotions, road improvements, and additions such as public toilets are helping bring more people to the site. The place is not a happy one. Human skulls are stacked neatly in a stupa, a round-shaped monument. They are surrounded by mass graves. Here, thousands of people were beat to death and buried. They were all victims of the 1975 to 1979 mass killings by Pol Pot's men. Cobb Kalyani works for a private tour agency that brings people to the killing fields. She said tourists want to learn if the history is real and they want to witness it. There are hundreds of sites across Cambodia, like Chung Ek. The difference is that here and at the S-21 extermination camp in Phnom Penh, people pay to enter. The cost helps bring income for people such as booksellers, street vendors, tuk-tuk drivers, tour companies, and even beggars.
Unfortunately, too many tourists have left their mark. Some tourists write graffiti on prison walls at S-21 in Phnom Penh. This is the site of the Tuol Sleng Genocide Museum, where Pol Pot's victims were processed before being sent to the killing fields. At S-21, visitors can see buildings, prison cells, and graphic displays of paintings and photographs, along with tools of torture. At Chung Ek, some people innocently tie ribbons and notes to the mass graves, but others collect pieces of bones, smoke cigarettes, or eat on the steps of the bone-filled stupa. Many ignore rules restricting cameras and asking for silence. Yuk Chung is the executive director of the Documentation Center of Cambodia, or DCCAM. He said one reason people behave inappropriately at the sites is because they do not know the rules. But he added that photos of Khmer Rouge leaders often had to be replaced because visitors would write graffiti on them. People get so upset when they see the photographs of the Khmer Rouge leaders, so they write on it. I think that it can be bad, it can be good, he said. You cannot stop people from being or feeling upset.
He added that neither Chang Ek nor S21 were designed to be businesses run for profit. We should preserve for our children, not for the tourists. But tourists are welcome if they want to visit, if they want to see it, if they want to understand it, they're welcome. That's the whole purpose of the preservation of the site, he said. The genocide sites are not only important for students and visitors, however. The Khmer Rouge Tribunal is using the bones and human remains as evidence. The tribunal has spent the last decade prosecuting Pol Pot's surviving lieutenants. It has secured 3 convictions so far for crimes against humanity. Currently, 2 former leaders, Nguyen Chia and Khieu Samphan, are on trial for genocide. More cases involving lower-ranking members are still waiting. One remaining question is what to do with the human remains after the tribunal is finished. Many people believe the bones should be cremated according to Buddhist tradition. But others say the sites should be kept as they are.
It's our memory. It should be preserved the way it is, historically, and with respect to our culture, rather than try to create something to attract tourists that's leading to commercializing the memory, which is something that you do not want to do, Yuk Chung of DC CAM said. Yuk Chung said the prison originally had a large wall map of Cambodia made of human skulls. He said it was far more intense than the current experience. And that itself also creates a feeling. It forces people to show some respect, because it is so original, he said. Some have suggested adding a guest book in each room at the S21 prison, where people can think and write about their experiences. But any change would be limited, and any major work delayed, until after the Khmer Rouge Tribunal has finished its work. I'm Phil Dierking.
And I'm Alice Bryant.